Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Traders appeal for sanity in markets and bus stations amid cadre activities. 29-year-old pregnant woman handed 7 days a simple imprisonment for stealing baby clothes from pep stores in Kapirimpongshi. And did African youth kidnapped a South African businessman rescued? To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some traders at Lusaka's Kamwala Market have expressed concern over the continued presence of political party cadres in markets and bus stations. The traders say the cadres are allegedly harassing them and forcing them to pay extra fees which are not prescribed by law. One of the traders, Margaret Mwanza, told Kumbon Radio News that authorities should intervene in order to restore sanity and allow traders to conduct their businesses smoothly.
Maya makadaza mna pisha wantu mma tables kukamwala na wali pilisa ndram. Nishalo chenda kutimanji. Kwa ti ukachoka hapu cha doku nyumbolo 4 days. Zapeza hapa mtu ina angoba na mungulisa sanja mna ujonzo gulisa hapu. Ivevi wangu kiza wakala na vevi utalema na vevi.
Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Sumata has called for a 90-day amnesty to allow a tripartite meeting between LCC, ZESCO and Zambia Railways to find alternative spaces to relocate traders operating under the ZESCO power lines in Misisi compound who have been given a 14-day ultimatum. Mr. Sumata says there's need for the authorities to give the affected traders enough time as they are willing to comply once alternatives are found and formalized. The civic leader stated that the 14 days ZESCO ultimatum issued to all traders operating under the ZESCO power line to vacate or face a demolition has left over 1,000 traders earning a living from an area popularly known as Pamalasha with uncertain future. This came to light when representatives of the traders led by Mr. Monga from Koloma Ward visited Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Sumata, who said is equally fighting other demolition notices saved on his people by Zambia Railways to ask for space to relocate the affected traders. Mr. Sumata said that while ZESCO's actions are justified on the basis of safeguarding human life and infrastructure, the civic leader maintained that the 14-day ultimatum was rushed and unrealistic, adding that its impact would cause an economic disaster as livelihoods would be destroyed for traders who've operated from the said area for over 20 years.
Traders who are operating within the ZESCO where I live, between Kamwala and Misisi, have been served with a ZESCO ultimatum of 14 days for them to vacate those that where I live or face demolition. I would further like to state that as councillor for some of the affected people operating within that area, I've requested for a 90-day amnesty from ZESCO to allow us reach consensus on the best way we can approach this matter. I do understand that ZESCO is doing this for safety reasons, both for the people who trade there and their own infrastructure, but there has to be a better approach to this matter because we are looking at over 1,000 people that are going to be displaced, and as of now they have nowhere to go. So we'd like to have a tripartite meeting between ZESCO, Zambiaries and LCC so that we can find alternative spaces which are available, but of course they have to be formalized.
And the traders have maintained that they will not relocate until an alternative trading space is found for them.
If it is a clear government, put it a bandy, but Langanepo, but a decision what to use was this. Good number one. Before what about Bishop Pan, what passes man of committee signed?
What would be a man of two
soccer?
A 29-year-old, 7 months pregnant woman has been convicted to simple imprisonment by the Kapirimponshi Magistrate Court for stealing baby clothes from tape stores. Facts before the court are that Katongo Banda, a trader, did steal 5 baby shorts, 2 skirts, 7 dresses, 6 pants and a pair of boots valued at 2,767 kwacha, the property of tape stores in the district. Mrs. Banda committed the said crime of theft on 25th August 2025 in Kapirimponshi, and the offence is contrary to Section 272, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Upon her own admission of guilt, Kapirimponshi resident magistrate Mutete Chizau convicted her accordingly, or taking into account that she didn't waste the court's time, and also considering that all the stolen items were recovered. In mitigation, Mrs. Banda begged for lenience, saying she was a widow and that if sent to jail, her twin children would suffer. And before passing judgment, resident magistrate Chizau counseled her thoroughly, stating that she could have sought help from government ministries, such as Social Welfare Department, as opposed to resorting to stealing in the name of vulnerability. The resident magistrate, however, acted by exercising lenience and sentenced Mrs. Banda to 7 days of simple imprisonment to serve as a deterrent measure for other would-be offenders. Mufulira Municipal Council Director of Engineering Services, Engineer Freddy Mukuka, has confirmed that the authority has opened Buteko Street in the Central Business District to traffic, despite the ongoing drainage project not being fully completed. According to Engineer Mukuka, the road was opened last Saturday due to pressure from motorists. However, the local authority still plans to upgrade the site to bituminous standards. Engineer Mukuka further stated that the area previously lacked a proper drainage and culverts, which the project aims to address.
Major complaint which was there, of course, was that motorists were not passing, the road was blocked, roads were delayed and all that. So we managed to do that, and the road is open and it is usable by the public and even these that are operating in taxi. So what we are doing at the moment is now we are just trying to beautify and we are trying to put the bitumen where we put the cuttings, and also want to provide the covers for the drainage.